Okay, now we're in Inyani Bitachon. Bitachon is one of the most misunderstood and confusing parts of Torah, Avodah Yiddishkeit. His idea begins that on the one hand, everything in this world that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ilas HaIlos, the cause of all causes. And everything that happens, He causes it in a willful, conscious way. On the other hand, He created Chukei HaTeva, laws of nature. Probably the earliest marker for the idea that the world is governed by law. David HaMelech says, Chok Notzan V'lo Yavo, laws of nature are absolute, they're not violated. I look up, I let go, it'll drop down. Law of gravity. Nuts, sometimes it'll drop down, and sometimes it'll go to the left, sometimes to the right, and sometimes fly up. I let go, it'll go down. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that runs according to almost always absolute law. And otherwise we couldn't function in this world. If I let go of this cup and sometimes it fall down, sometimes it moved to the left, sometimes the right, and sometimes it fell up. And this is what every happened, anything and everything. There's no way the world could function. So the only HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with law, kulam b'chachmas yisur. And anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does reflects tremendous chokhmah. And what science does is trying to understand the chokhmah sabriya, the chokhmah with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And in fact, there is such a thing as science. That means there's a very deep chokhmah underlying it. It's not just blind. And it's all one interconnecting systems that only the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have put together. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us and runs the world according to the way He wants. So how do you put the two together? That is where Bitachon comes in. And we saw last time, Amitas HaBitachon, here in page 101, to those who have it. He habotech nosim bitchon v'manos v'chol inyan b'shem yisalah. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo b'shem emtzoy, no intermediate causation. On the one hand, there's medicine. And the halacha is you have to go to a doctor. Pasuk says, v'rapo yirapeh. You're not allowed to say, if I'm sick, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get better and just die. No. What does the Gemara in Bava Kama say? It's Mikan Shinyat Yerushus the role for the rabbis. And Ramban writes, why did you need such a posuk? For two reasons. Reason number one, so I shouldn't say, there's a whole division of the group of people, Christian scientists, the Jewish scientists who believe. They don't go to doctors. It's against the law. It's against the moon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu go to doctors. Jewish people are always very stupid when it comes to understanding Yiddish. In the 30s, a tremendous number of Jews converted to Christianity to become part of Christian science. No. And it's not a violation of Bitachon. You have to go to a doctor, you have to do your maximum, that you have to do. But, to understand, at the end of the day, Ani Hashem Rofecha. It'll work through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with both together. Im Chola V'Rafalo. It says, Mochatzi V'Anier, but I'll cause the illness, and I give the ability for you to see her. And okay, now, and how these two things intersect If on the one hand everything works according to inexorable natural law, on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes everything, how do they intersect and how do we function in this world and what must our attitude be in this world? Ma'atzeh b'nei Odom b'tochem b'Hashem Yisala. Oh, has nochas mischad l'kloshtoch shechalak. There are three different attitudes. Okay. And he's going to expand on it. IT, most detailed and comprehensive understanding of this whole thing is this section. Ubitochan hanavim hakrovim el hashchina. There is nevi'im. We find all sorts of stories in Chumash, in Ach, about nisim gluyim. And who hisartus mikolam tzoyim regilim, withdrawing from all causation, regular, and the tilismoch on nisim. Hasos the contradict with God Teva. Kazeh haya bitchonu shel Yonasan. When Yonasan went to fight the Plishtim, he says, "Ki ein l'Hashem matzul hoshia baravamat." I'm going into battle. Whatever happens on the battlefield, it's Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. When David fought Goliath, etc. But Baby Jamil Shahir also me passed Bitchona Banes. He knew an ace was gonna happen. So does that mean at least a Novi can always rely on an ace? No. Under one of two circumstances. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to them, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu to take care of his parnasa, or and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does tell that, he's required to have absolute belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Avraham Avinu said, "But how can Sarah have a child? She's physically incapable." And he says, "Don't worry, I'll make sure she does." V'hem b'Hashem. Expecting him to have full and total confidence, and that's what happened. And this, not every Gama Novi. Every Novi, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do an ace for him, sometimes not. For instance, Moshe Kotzev HaTorah Lodos Heidir Atzmo Hano Mikinyon HaOlam Azor Shal Yitzhak Oviv Shal Avram Zekena. He was coming from a very wealthy family, and according to him, it's not because of Eliphaz. He says, "I don't want to have, I'm not going into Haran with any part of the money that I have." He went by foot, not by camel, Ragli, and went by himself, no one to go along with him. He was going in a dangerous way, no self-defense. He was a makli of Artis HaYarden. I crossed the Yarden with my makel. It says he went by foot, he slept on the ground. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him, "I'll be with you. Don't worry." So the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that, "Now take care," the moment Vayetze Yaakov Yibesheva Yeh, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? He told him, "I'm going to take care of him, and you're going to come back." And so you have to have that confidence. The first Baruch Hu promised him. He'll get him begging a little lechem lechol beged lechosh. I'm taking care of you. You don't have to. You don't have to worry about how it's going to happen. I guarantee it'll be there. On the other hand, when Yaakov Avinu comes back, so what is seven? And he's confronting Esav. Well, you Yaakov by Esav. He's afraid. What are you afraid for? When you left, no fear. The answer is one HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, the other one he didn't promise. So, Einavi, who can communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him, he will act Chutz Miderech HaTeva, he must rely on him, not allowed to do anything that would violate that total reliance. That's for Navi, who gets communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the only time you can rely on an ace. If I tell my secretary, write out checks for $2.5 million. So we don't have money in the bank. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, someone's going to make a wire transfer Monday morning into the bank account, and it'll be there. Bitachon. No such thing. The person says, I'm going to walk out the window. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to die, he'll save me. No such thing. A human being has to work within a certain context. When can he have confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will violate Teva? Only when he's in Navi with direct communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what did he tell Lovin? Told Lovin. Same thing. Lovin says, why'd you run away? You're right, say I was afraid. Afraid? Shmuel and Ovi. He had to be talking. He's afraid that Shaul's going to kill him. Leon Ovi is a very complicated person. Shmuel was doing from Nissan left and right. He says, he confronted Achov, who was trying to kill him, confronted Klaiso, who wanted to kill him. And he shechted in 1 hour, he killed in 1 hour 450 Nevi'ah Baal. So, absolute fearless. The other hand, another time he had to confront his devil. So he ran away. Afraid. Why? Because they don't rock. He only relied on them. He bit Chatzeliyahu Binyan Panososo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that the birds would take the Orvin, the crows, the ravens would bring him food, the Orvin, and as Ishalmona. And when he went to confront Achav in Yisrael, killed in the Nevi'ah Baal, he says, Kamo Shama, Ubedvarcha Asishis Kalavano Eve. You told me to do it, and you said you would protect me. So he says that was a direct or whatever Ruach Elokim. But he al yiftach Ruach Hashem. Okay. But a Navi who has not received the communication by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all the different ways Navim receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he knows now I have to operate on a different basis, and now I have to function within the Chukei HaTeva. I'm not allowed to. Okay, now. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it to a Navi, because once he's moved to that Madrega, He deserves it. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants specifically that the world should function according to Teva. He made the world to function according to Teva. Now, what happens if a person says, listen, I expect an ace from Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going to walk out the window and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's your job to save me. He's not on the Madrega, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal to him. I'm a chote, and it's a chutzpah, it's a chil Hashem, and I get punished for it. Who am I to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat me different than the whole world that functions according to him? Well, it's a chutzpah and a gaifah. Now, take a look. We're told Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing, their whole existence was a nation. Okay, a whole nation in the middle of a desolate Midbar. It is with an Omer Ha'esh, Omer Ha'onan, with the Mayim, and with the Mon, and everything. But, and they had, in addition, Moshe Rabbeinu who could communicate whatever they wanted. So, what happens if a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am giving you the food. It's the man. This is the way it's going to be. And not, whatever you eat today, you'll eat today. Nothing left over. Tomorrow, another nase. The day after that, another nase. Person says, listen, I'm nervous. Maybe he's not going to do a nace, even though he promised he'd do a nace. Get punished for that. You're doing, your nisim are being done to you. Accept it. Realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not acting with a teva. Now, what's the story of Meraglim? The story of Meraglim is very Kodesh Baruch Hu is acting Chutz Miderech HaTeva. And the Meraglim come back and say this, that, and the other thing, except the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is running Chutz Miderech HaTeva. Okay. Why do they get punished? Because of the lack of Bitochen. Now, that's number one. But this is, that's the first thing. The deep understanding when a Kodesh Baruch Hu violates Teva, the mitzvah, and they had a mitzvah to respond and act accordingly. Now, but that's not really particularly relevant to us today. We're not at Madrega. So what are the attitudes that some people have, and what's the attitude we should have? He says, what is a person who's a kofer? There are two types of kofer. You don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a deeper problem with Kfira. You don't accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the end of the day running the world. But people say, maybe there, maybe not there. Everything happens, natural causation is nothing else. Hipulcho shalo, bitchonim shalakov, nilvam aleim. They think everything happens from natural. Mi shebotech b'inyam parnasasu, rak al mamatsu, shas machlosa, rak berofo, befuoso, eivu madregos hakov. What is the pasuk saying? Hashem lo yivne ba'yishov onu bonafal. It means very simply, I want to build a house. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have a house, I don't have to hire the contractor. The house will be there. What does the Pasuk say? I have to have people build it. Well, I'll have the house or not. Depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Greek philosophy said everything is... There's no such thing as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either they don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or they do believe, but it stops at the mouth. They don't deeply believe that he runs the world. And that is not allowed. And then he has an unbelievable shot from the Rambam. God, his hero Hanaviyim al Tiftu Mandivim Benaronim Shandoshua, don't depend on people. Ora Gever Shiftah Bodom Son Bosu's role. So the Rambam says what Rambam was talking about this Pasuk in Yom Yoho. Ora Hagever a Shiftah Bodom. Cursed is a person who believes in people. Son Bosu's role. And Hashem also leave. And says, what do you mean? My wife told me on the way home, she's relying on me to pick up things for Shabbos. So my wife's relying on me. When I had young children, they relied on me to bring parnasa, to take care of them. You're not allowed to rely on a human being. The mama's kasha. She says, of course you are. He says, "Ben Botech Loviv, you shall buy lo." I have shutfas. I have a shutfas with someone. I rely on my shutfas. So I can't rely on people. I rely on people all the time. I walk in here. I leave my secretary here, Mr. Lishitz, alone all day. I rely. She's going to do her job. I'm not allowed to do that. What is the problem? I mean, Hashem also leave. I certainly rely on that. But I know in the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything. Reality, they're doing it. The fact that they're all going to click and work together, yes or no, depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he comes, so he began with the definition of what Bitochen is. First, Nevi'im under certain circumstances. Then he gets what Bitochen is, the wrong thing for people who either don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or they believe in him with their mouth, but not deeply in terms of Hashgacha process. So, okay, that's not what we're supposed to be working on. That's what is in Shayach. Now he gets to third. Habitochon amuto kol shomer haTorah, natua b'monosu shalodim u'bara b'liba, shoyilos hativios hamtsoyim haragilim, mesurim bidei hashkocha elokis protis legabe kol echad v'yechad, to every individual, u'chol zman u'chol matzav, no matter what. But so yisala hocho so ilos berdarkam ativis shehus fasula hem merosh. And when something happens, if I let go of this cup and it drops, it's not that there's something in art. The world is not an automatic machine; it's just working. The scientific view of the world. There's like an automatic machine that's working according to certain rules. You understand the rules, you can control it, but it's an automatic machine. No. This cup will fall. There's a law of gravity. Law of gravity says what? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, wanted to function, and he's going to make it fall according to certain rules and predictability. But he's causing everything. That's what it means. Ilas for ilos, the cause of all causes. And it's full, and the center of the universe is the human being, Hashgacha Pratis. Rambam Mor Nevuchim has a very important statement. Hashgacha Pratis relies, only applies to individual human beings. It's Hashgacha Pratis for every individual human being in this world. Number one. Number two, what about animals? Hashgacha takes care of the animals. Hashgacha who has animals in this world because they function within the overall way that Hashgacha Baruch Hu wants to run the world. He needs animals here. He needs dogs and he needs cats and he needs goldfish and he needs monkeys and elephants and rhinoceri. That's the way he functions within the world. But there's nothing special about this dog over that dog, or this cat over that cat, or this cow over that cow. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha in the animal kingdom is about the min. He says, but each individual human being is special Hashgacha Pratis about him. Okay. Moshe Lekach Lechal Chitim, he says, there are certain types of foods that are healthy foods and give me brios and koach, and there are certain types of food that are bad for my health. Okay. And there are certain medicines that are good for me, and certain medicines that are bad for me. He says, Kol hagormim hativim halola. All of this, my wife is very careful about, she makes me a special thing for breakfast here and does this for me. So I should be healthy. Okay, and I eat it every morning. Is it going to make me healthy or not? And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I function? And here it's very interesting. What is my obligation? To function within whatever the world of medicine thinks at this point of history is healthy. That's it. And I'm not allowed to say. I once had a bach in yeshiva. Comes to me after 2-3 months in yeshiva's first year. I don't have any koach. This, I got a doctor for this. So, well, what do you eat for breakfast? Potato chips and Coca-Cola. I thought, no. What do you eat for lunch? I love potato chips and Coca-Cola. He's eating potato chips and Coca-Cola 3 times a day. So where in the world are you supposed to get any koach from? If a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants me to have koach, I'll have koach. Shtus. You eat and you act within the rules of the game, that's what Kaddish Baruch Hu takes care of. And he says, and because of that, when Shomelim, it's also Yisalim, Kayim Torosa. But let's say, I'm listening according to the rules. And for whatever reason, at this point, nothing healthy is available to me, and I have to eat something else. Since I'm just playing within the rules, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of me in the exact same way. It means I'm not allowed to say I'm special and I will deviate from the rules. No. I have to function within the rules. But when for some situation I can't, so I have to rely on Hashem to take care of me anyway. Okay. Now. Then he goes, we'll go into many details of the Mitzvah Shembuinera next week.